with another person, he would tell over to other people. So there would have been a kill. So therefore, if it's a new mountain and nobody knows about, there's a mace there, we don't have to be afraid somebody was buried there if it's more than 50 yamis outside the city. Hilkach, therefore, tum of Eretz Yisrael, lenachat kinan. Again, in the case that it's a new hill, and it's outside the city more than 50 yamis, so we're not afraid that Nisha went there by herself, at most she went with somebody else, and with somebody else, first of all, she'll go down to the basic forest already. And even if she didn't make it there, she buried on the road or right outside the city, since there's somebody else with her, that person knows about it, he would tell everybody. So if it's a new mountain, everybody knows what happened, and nobody talks about it, we don't have to be afraid. We'll say most probably, nobody's buried there, that's why it's Torah. So what does this all negate to us? The Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, that Shema Minim Mira Meya. We hear from Rav Meya that he says what? What's called an older mountain that's more than 60 years. In other words, that within 60 years, people still remember what happened. But with 60 years ago, we have to be afraid, maybe before that, there was a curl, people spoke about it, what happened, and they forgot about it. So who are you telling me now, Hai Sadusa, if somebody saw this, is Achisin Shonin Mitkri. And let's say when a person was 14, 15, he was an aide, he saw the way somebody lent somebody money. So how long now can he still say this Adis? Until, let's say, it's going to be 75. For another 60 years, he could say the Eidus. But Tfeiloi, once at 60 years from now, he can't say the Eidus anymore. Lemitkre, because people don't remember, just like you say here, after 60 years, people don't remember what happened. The Gemara says, though, but really, Velohi, it's not true. Over there, stand the fact that somebody buried a mace there. It's not thrown upon you to know if it was really buried there or not. Like nobody made you an aid to know, you have to remember. It's just stam talk where people talk. So stam things we say, true, you remember till 60 years. After that, you forget. Aval hocha, but over here, kivan the ram yolei, afilu tuvanami. Rami means it's like thrown upon you. Since you are makabel, accepted upon yourself to be an aid, like you know, you have to remember, it's your responsibility. Here it could be even for 100 years, maybe you remember. There's no limit to how long you could remember. You could remember since it's something that was put upon you. Yeah, Nachray is to know about it. Yeah. So therefore, there's no proof here to how long Eidus could still say it. Mishnah says, Zeroyma Ksav Yodi. You have one Eidecho that's saying, again, you have a shtar here. There was a shtar milvah. Let's say the shtar says the way Shimon owes Reuben $100. And Eidim signed on it. Now we want to go be Mekayim the shtar. So locher is Zeoimar Ksav Yodi. One eight says this is my signature, the Zek Sav Yodi Shachaveri. And I also recognize this is the signature of my friend. The Zeoimar, the second one says, Zek Sav Yodi, this is the signature, my signature. The Zek Sav Yodi Shachaveri, this is the signature of my friend. Is that the Mishnah Array Edel Nemonim? We believe these two Edim, like that's a perfect type of a Kiyim, that we have two Edim here really, and both these signatures, that's called a good Kiyim. But the Chiddush is, what about Zeoima Zeksav Yodi? One aid tells us, this is my signature. He doesn't talk about the second signature. The Zeoima, now the second aid says, Zeksav Yodi, this is my signature. So really, Bezdin here is like from these two Eidechods, that each signature is true, but really we only have one Eidechod on each signature. So the first man the Yom holds, Tzrichen Etzarefi Moyim Acher. You have to bring a third person here, and like he shouldn't recognize both signatures. So now we'll come out, we have two Eidim on each signature. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. As we'll see in the Gemara, Rebbe holds Kiyah means the Eidim have to tell us that the signature is true. So you have to have two Eidim telling us on each signature. So if you only have one and one, it's not enough. You have to have a third person that there should be two and two. Like each one knows his own. If you have a third person that knows both of them, so now you have two on each one. You don't have to bring another one here. Each Eidechor is Nemon to be believed to say it's his signature. Now Bezdin hears from these two that the signatures are true. That's enough. What's the Machlokes Tolian? So Gemara says, Kishatim Tzoloima, the Divrei Rebbe, if you want to tell me according to Rebbe Shita, the Svar is, Al Ksav Yodon Hein Midim. That's Poshid. Eidim Kiyah means they're telling Bezdin, we know this is our signature. So you need two Eidim on each signature. That's why one and one is not enough. You have to have two Eidim telling Bezdin that each signature is kosher. But the chiddush is the divrei chacham, according to chacham shita, al mona shebishtar hein midin. This is the chiddush. The chacham say when you have edikiyim, even though really what they're saying is that they know the signatures are not forged, it's their signatures. But what Bezdin has to hear or take out from this edus is that the halvor, what it says in the shtar, is true. So when each aid says this is his signature, he's like telling Bezdin, no, I know the halvor, the loan took place. So after these two aidim tell us, it's like Bezdin hears now from two aidim that the loan took place. So if the yisoid of kiyum is to tell Bezdin that al monesh b'shtar ha'imidim, they're telling Bezdin they know the loan took place. So it's like you have two Eidim now telling us they know the loan took place. That's called good enough for Eidikim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue about this again more on the next tape. We'll start over again the Mishnah. Dav Chofa Medbeis. We'll say the Mishnah over again. Again, you have a shtar that the Eidim signed in it and says that Reuven owes $1,000. So now Bezdin wants to be Mekayim the shtar. They want to make sure the signatures were not forged. So the two Eidim themselves come, and one Eid says, I recognize this is my signature, and I recognize this is my friend's signature. And the second aid says the same thing, that I recognize this is my signature and this is my friend's signature. Is according to everybody, that's called the good kiyum. You have like two aidim now on saying on both pairs of signatures that they know it's the right signature. What about those? Let's say each aidechad only says that he knows his signature. He only says, I recognize this is my signature. And I don't know about the other ones. He just doesn't know. Is Tzrich and the Sarfi Moyim Achar Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shittur is not enough to have one Eidechad on each signature, but you have to have two Eidim on each signature. Therefore, we have to get a third person from the street that recognizes both signatures. So we use him, and on each signature you have another Eidechad, so it's called like we have two Eidim on each signature. No, we don't have to have a third one. With these two Eidechos, the first two alone is enough. It's enough you believe to say this is your signature. As long as we hear from two people, each one recognizes his signature, even though you only have an Eidecho on each signature, but since we have two Eidechos, that's enough to say this shtar is mekuyim. There's no more doubts to Bezdin. Bezdin will use this shtar to collect the money. So Gemara explains now, what's the machlokes? Kishatim tzolayma, when you want to say that ledivrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe says you have to bring a third person here in order to have two edim on each signature in the shtar, as I'll tell you, al ksav